The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. We're just a couple of days away, 3 days away, from the Christian Super Bowl, the World Cup, the World Series, the Final Four, the Stanley Cup. Resurrection Sunday is the ultimate for the Christian community. That is the day when we celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ conquered sin, death, hell, Satan, the grave, conquered it all for us, took upon himself all of the sin of the world, became sin for us, withstood all of the judgment, all of the anger of a holy, righteous God on our behalf, became a substitutionary atonement for us, was killed, buried, but rose again on the third day. So this is a very, very special time of year for us, and I hope all of us take full advantage of the opportunity of sharing the wonderful resurrection story with anyone and everyone. So this is the time to celebrate. It is proof that no matter how desperate the situation becomes, no matter how deep, dark, desperate the valley that we go through, there is resurrection. I disagree almost completely with the theology of Tony Campolo. Sadly, Tony Campolo has gone far, far, far to the left. But many years ago, he preached what was to become his most famous sermon. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And again, today, I find very little theological agreement with Tony Campolo, but that message is filled with wonderful truth, and it kind of summarizes this life, folks. There are a lot of Fridays in this life. We're not going to get off this planet without heartaches and sorrows and grief and trials and testings. We're not going to get through this life without difficult times. We live in a fallen world. We live in an evil, wicked world, and we're seeing the evilness and the wickedness of this world increasing, which we were warned in Scripture 2,000 years ago. We were warned things would get much worse before they get better, and things certainly are getting worse. But there's resurrection after death. There is resurrection. So this is a glorious time of year. Spring, hey, I enjoy summer. I really enjoy fall, the colors and the coolness after the hot summer. But spring is my time of year, especially here in Ohio. As you know, I grew up in Southern California, so, you know, never experienced winter. Hey, if I wanted snow, we hopped in the car, drove a couple of hours up into the mountains, played around in the snow, went sledding, yeah, and then we went back to 75 in sunshine. You know, that's the way I was raised. And after living in Ohio all these years, and again, I've lived here much longer than anywhere else, I get very, very, very tired of winter, as most people do. I mean, I get, oh my goodness, I get tired of winter. And this time of year, the grass begins to turn green again. The little sprouts of life come up. All around our house, we have daffodils and we have tulips coming up. And some of our bushes that went dormant over the winter are now sprouting life. And there are those beautiful Bradford pear trees in Westerville. My kids always called them popcorn trees, those beautiful white blossoms all over Westerville and all over Central Ohio. Just proof, evidence of life and resurrection everywhere. The trees are beginning to turn green again after the just desolate, dark winter months. I love this time of year, but the climax is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I hope and pray that you will be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend celebrating the resurrection. Joy and I will. I will be dying inside. I'm a preacher. First, foremost, above anything else I ever do or ever have done or ever will do, I am a preacher. God called me to preach when I was 12 years old. And I've been preaching since I was 16. That was a long time ago. And people ask me all the time if I miss pastoring after pastoring a church for 25 years, having the privilege of founding a wonderful church. And I very quickly say, no, not really. There are so many things about pastoring that I don't miss. I used to miss the intimate contact with the people, but not anymore, because Joy and I have met so many wonderful people as we travel around. Actually, we travel all over the country with our little ministry, Crossbar Ministries, and we're very involved in our local church. But, oh, there's one thing I miss. Preaching on Easter and Christmas. Because no one wants a guest speaker on Easter. Joy and I have been doing Crossbar Ministries now for 19 years. We resigned the church a little over 19 years ago. And out of those 19 years, I think I've had the privilege of preaching on Easter probably three times. And when this is the ultimate for the Christian preacher to preach and proclaim the resurrection of Christ, Joy and I will thoroughly enjoy our home church, the choir, the pastor. We'll thoroughly enjoy it. But I'll be dying inside. Anyway, I hope and pray that you will be in a good Bible-believing church this Sunday. And hey, if you don't have one, what a great Sunday to begin your search for a Bible-believing church Easter Sunday. All right, hey, before the break, I've got some good news. The Prime Minister of Pakistan has said that Asia Bibi, this is the Pakistani woman that was on death row, convicted for blasphemy and sentenced to death because she touched a water bucket used by some Muslim women? Yes, that's true. Her death penalty was overturned, and then it was appealed and so on. She was found innocent again months ago, but she has not been allowed to leave the country. Well, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said this week that Asiya Bibi will be allowed to leave the country, and I'm quoting, in a couple of weeks. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt told the UK Parliament that her freedom was being negotiated, quote, making sure that she is safe and has somewhere safe to go as a top priority for this government. We have had numerous discussions in private with the Pakistani government about how to progress on this. We are making progress, and I'm very hopeful that this will have a positive outcome. According to the Jerusalem Post, her travel documents are ready for her when she is released. A senior government official said, quote, she is all set to travel abroad. We are waiting for the green signal from concerned authorities in this regard. So the Prime Minister of Pakistan has said that she will be released in approximately 2 weeks. Oh, my goodness, folks, pray that that will be true. Pray that she will be released. What an ordeal for she and her family. She touched the water bucket of two Muslim women, and because of that, sentenced to death. Yes, that is the religion of peace at work in Pakistan. Quick break. We'll continue with more Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I'm going to deal very quickly with the Mueller report. I'm going to deal with it quickly for several reasons. Number one, top of the list, I have not had an opportunity to wade through over 400 pages of the report. I have read remarks, conclusions, summaries, and the conclusions are as different as night and day. If you read conservative commentators, journalists, the Mueller report absolutely releases the president from any kind of blame, prosecution, complicity, obstruction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The president is absolutely in the clear. If you read a liberal journalist or news reporter, you will read, this is a pathway to impeachment. It is clear that the president is guilty of obstruction. Even though he will not be prosecuted, any reasonable person reading the report would conclude that the president is guilty as sin. Same report, same words, exactly opposite conclusions. And that's just the truth. So the controversy is not over. And from what I can read, what I can summarize, the president is not exonerated from obstruction of justice, according to this report. He is exonerated from any kind of collusion, and that was the whole purpose of the report. The whole purpose of the special prosecutor, the whole purpose of appointing Mueller was to investigate Russian collusion. That didn't happen. Well, I mean, the investigation happened, but the president has been cleared of that. Then the question, is there obstruction of justice? There are, I believe, 10 possible areas of obstruction, according to the Mueller report. I have looked through those, and again, I looked quickly. I think there's 10. In reading through them, the quote-unquote evidence is so slim, it is so shallow, that I don't think any reasonable person a prosecutor would pursue prosecution against the president for obstruction of justice. He wanted to fire Mueller. Okay, but he didn't. He instructed one of his staff to fire Mueller. The staff member said, no, I won't. Well, the president didn't carry it any further. The president backed off. The president fired Comey. Well, from what we found out, I think any reasonable president would have fired Comey. He got mad at Jeff Sessions when Jeff Sessions was attorney general for recusing himself and said, I want you to unrecuse yourself. Okay, nothing illegal. So, again, I am not a legal expert by any means. I have not read the full report, but what I have read, the Mueller report, and this is the sad thing, and I believe with all my heart this is absolutely intentional by Mueller. Absolutely intentional. It's clear that there was no collusion, so Mueller had no choice. He had no choice to say, nope, no collusion, we found no evidence of that. But on the obstruction thing, Mueller knew that if he declared there was no obstruction, the Democrats would be so mad, so furious, they would want his head on a silver platter, that he left the report vague. Now, in my way of thinking, I think that's unconscionable. He left it vague intentionally so that Republicans could say, see there, see there. And Democrats could say, see there, see there. In other words, leaving the controversy wide open. The president saying, it's done, it's over, it's finished. No, it's not. Unfortunately, it is not. What I find most comical about this whole thing, I have a transcript in front of me of CNN less than 10 minutes after the Mueller report was released. Less than 10 minutes. In other words, the people commenting on the Mueller report have not seen it. They have not read a word of it because it's 10 minutes after it was released. Chief legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin on CNN said, Mueller's team decision-making were, quote, inconsistent with all the reporting I have done about Robert Mueller's tradition and history and personality and temperament. How does he know? He hadn't read the report yet. Dana Bash, one of the chief political correspondents for CNN, said, quote, the Mueller report is a roadmap to potential impeachment proceedings and even more than potential. She hadn't read it yet. She hadn't read it. It had been released 10 minutes before. This is a roadmap to impeachment. Yeah, like I said, the liberal left cares nothing about truth and facts, but emotion and hysteria. Bottom line, and then I'm going to move on. This is far, far, far from over. Far from over.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.